Hello, my name is Dan Nagel. I'm a doctoral student working with Dr. Antonia Arnert and Dr. Marcia Bolio, who are my co-supervisors. And my interest and focus is nursing education and the incorporation of healthcare technologies into nursing curricula. And it is kind of the genesis of the project that we've been working on in terms of how do we prepare nurses for future practice in the use of telehealth technologies. On behalf of my co-supervisors and also Teresa Gebos, who could not be here today, we would like to thank McGill for the funding for the project that we've undertaken and to Health Canada as well. So what is e-health? E-health is an expanding field right now that is really taking off in all kinds of technologies that are being used to assist care providers provide healthcare delivery in numerous environments. And one of the things that we've strongly believed in, and it's been actually Dr. Arnert's focus of work, is that it is an integral part and a very growing part of professional practice. And from our perspective, in terms of using e-health in delivery of healthcare, there are a number of ways that we do it. We do it through teleconferencing types of technology. Telemedicine is usually associated with that kind of technology. It has been as simple as the telephone, which has been around for a very long period of time. So we've been using that kind of technology and providing care through distance for quite a number of years. But there are other types of technologies associated with e-health, healthcare informatics, remote monitoring of patients whereby you just receive information, and the BlackBerry and Android phones that can be used as part of mobile health devices. So e-health technology itself is very, very, very big and it's very broad. But one of the things that we are very keenly aware of is the fact that healthcare providers in their traditional education are not prepared with competencies, which are the skills and knowledge and some will say the attributes or attitudes required to use technology in delivering this form of practice. Now, speaking as a nurse, I know from my traditional mode of education, my contact and care delivery was face-to-face contact with patients, whether that was in home care or in the hospital environments or whatever. But as technology emerges, it provides us with this great opportunity to be able to provide services to underserved populations, whether they're geographically isolated or, in this case, could be linguistically isolated in terms of how they can access their care. So we feel that is a way to increase the healthcare delivery of not just nursing services, but of healthcare services across the board. So when we take a look at the gaps that are out there, there's very little empirical evidence that supports our delivery or how we look at the delivery of healthcare through technology. And that's across the board. There's probably only about four or five studies that really delve into what kind of skills and knowledge that individuals may require. There are lots of professional standards and there are lots of position statements that tell us what our competency should be, but it's not often grounded in empirical evidence. So looking at that and the fact that we have a lack of actual formal preparation in e-health, and we have this need to deliver services in a wide variety of contexts, and parallel to this, we also have shortage of healthcare professionals. So we also see this as another way of increasing access for individuals for care. So what we did is we undertook a study to look at what are the core competencies required of nurses who are using telehealth technologies. We focused on telemedicine and remote monitoring, which I'll describe in a moment. And we were able to get 9 participants. The problem with accessing individuals for this type of research is that it's actually very fractured and it's not well utilized in the context of Quebec. And in Ontario, for instance, they have the Ontario Telemedicine Network, which they're unrolling both telemedicine and home care delivery through e-health. But in Quebec, it's very fragmented. There's some Saint-Trois-Esses that do have the service and most do not. But when we look at the demographics of the 9 individuals that we have, there's quite a range in, you know, their basic nursing educations to from Cégep college level up to 2 that are masters, and most 5 of them were in had baccalaureate education. And as I mentioned before, technology is not something in this format that is ingrained in our curricula, not yet anyway. So when we looked at these individuals and so forth, it was interesting that some people had never engaged in online banking, which is a very basic type of technology use. Some people don't have BlackBerry use. 6 out of the 9, as a matter of fact, had never used BlackBerries. And here we were looking at using mobile devices such as BlackBerries for patients to transmit information about their diabetes or whatever to their nurse, who would, you know, take a look at the results of their blood sugars and such. So when we look at competencies, what are we talking about in terms of competencies? Well, it's easily defined and not so easily identified, I think, as the integrated knowledge, skills, and judgment and attitudes required, in this case, of registered nurses to practice safely and ethically. So as a health professional, these are the standards that I must adhere to in the delivery of my services. So we went right to the very basic with our qualitative research, and that was just to ask those frontline providers, what is it that they need to know, what kind of skills do they need to have, and what helps them in the adoption of their technology to their nursing practice. We went one step further to try and identify what would be core competencies, so what would be the essential bits and what would be kind of the basic skills and knowledge that would span different types of technology, which is one of the reasons why we looked at two types. So when I talk about remote patient monitoring, what I'm talking about is a nurse receiving information through an internet portal or some other device whereby the patient is sending their daily information, whether it's blood sugars, blood pressure, weight, pulse, whatever, to the nurse, and the nurse is receiving that information and making some clinical judgments about how to intervene. When we talk about telemedicine, it comes in a variety of forms, but the standard that we were experiencing was nurses essentially being with the patient and the specialist being on the other side of a video conferencing unit, and so they were receiving cardiovascular specialized consults. In one case, it was oncology, so receiving your cancer diagnosis by distance. And that was because in that particular situation, it was someone in Basse Côte Nord who could not get out to get specialist help. So what ended up happening as we brought this information together, this is the fun of the creativity of looking at your results and so forth, is we came up with kind of some of the essentials or the core competencies and skills that start from a basic level of a healthcare provider and the new ones that came on board as they migrated into technology. And if you might have caught it on the earlier slide, the average age of the participants that we had was 51, so of 9 people. So we're talking about a lot of people who migrated into this area of e-health or telehealth a little bit later on in their careers. But when we were talking about what is the notion of bridging access to care, the things that really stood out for our participants were things around cost, access, time, traffic, weather conditions, and being a green alternative if we're using e-health. One particular example was that one site, they would send their patients on a 3-hour trip to a major city to have a 15-minute consult, battling traffic, peak hours, and the loss of a day, especially if they had kids and they had to deal with things like job loss or hours lost in their job and also childcare. So there were a lot of things around, well, what does bridging access to care mean? So we found out from the nurses that there were a lot of just general skills that they would have brought forward from their regular nursing education and through their experience in their particular jobs and specialties. And we do actually have a poster plus handouts that'll have this detailed information, so I'm just going to highlight it just because of the time. But the general skills basically in nursing care across the board are things like assessment, clinical decision making, teaching and learning, so that's patient education and so forth, collaboration with other healthcare disciplines, patient advocacy, and relational practice. So that's around the engagement. And as you can imagine, engaging with patients in a virtual environment is quite a bit different than face-to-face. What we found out then was that in adopting e-health technology, there was this kind of transition from your general skills as you adapted your practice outside to this use of e-health modality. So how do you get to know the person, for instance? when you're using telehealth, emails and other kinds of things, video conferencing. How do you deliver your care services? Things that started coming up is that we were taught basic change management and some leadership skills and whatnot, but we actually had to really bring those up to the fore as you're moving into this realm of e-health technologies. And then there were the new skills that people had to have that they never received any formal training, or they might have had some on-the-job training and so forth. So it took us into this new realm of marketing, technical know-how, so how do you turn on and off if you've never used BlackBerry before, and nurses are notorious for doing things like troubleshooting and so forth, so you actually have to know how to troubleshoot, especially in the remote areas where you might not have IT services and so forth. So there's a other range of skills that people had to take on and learn, either on the job. And as I said before, there's no real formal education in nursing program. So at the end of the day, what we came up with, in order to bridge that access to care through the use of e-health technologies, we actually have to start with this well-grounded basic skill set, adapt to practice, add these new skills, and be able to deliver our services. So at the end of the day, our core competencies that came out through this was clinical expertise, technology skills, the big C collaboration. We know how to play with the other people in the sandbox at the patient level, but now we're dealing with vendors and we're dealing with government agencies and so forth, and then there's an element of marketing. And these are some of the other emerging themes that came out on the nursing side: clinician, coordinator, educator, advocate, coacher, facilitator, administrator, leader, change agent. But there were a lot of huge gaps that we found. A lot of lack of institutional support, resistance of providers, not so much patients, and inconsistencies in terminology and the type of infrastructure. So we're embarking on trying to create some kind of training program out of this. Our idea was electronic manuals, but most of these nurses told us, you know what, we learn better when we have the technology, we have time to spend with it, and we can play with it. So whether or not the electronic manual of resources is going to be useful, it remains to be seen. And then whatever we do will go from English into French. But one of the examples that we had in terms of distance support for a patient was someone in Saint-Trois-S Pointe-de-Lille here in Montreal providing services to somebody in the Gaspésie and doing it by distance. So what that tells us is that if you don't have English or certain language represented out there, we can bridge them in to somewhere where those resources reside. Thank you.